Oh, that's right. I'm Ann Eller, right back here on the I Love Ann Show, and we have our guest, Skip Coriel. He is the owner and president of White Feather Press, author of 10 books, including the newly released The Shadow Militia. He's a Marine Corps veteran, graduate of Cornerstone University, and certified NRA Advanced Pistol Instructor and Chief Range Safety Officer. Welcome to the show, Skip.
Well, thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, first off, I want to thank you for your service to our country as a Marine Corps veteran. We thank you very much.
Wow. You're welcome. It was nothing. Long time ago.
A long time ago. You know what? It still counts. And when we look at the state our country is in, thank goodness we've had veterans like you out there.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. And there seems like there are fewer and fewer people going into the military, which is a shame, because there are things in the military that you can only learn in the military. So we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when the military starts cutting back, I guess there aren't the jobs there either, though, Skip.
Oh yeah. Well, so what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I think we're supposed to be talking about anti-gun myths, but, you know, one of the things that I want to get to during this segment, we'll talk about anti-gun myths, but for America to live, America must die. I think that's a very interesting article you wrote, but let's talk about some of these anti-gun myths that everybody always looks at and says, well, that's the reason. So what have you got to say about it?
Well, the anti-gun myth, you know, most of it, it's a lot of it is ignorance on the part of the American public. You know, it used to be, you know, 50 years ago, people grew up, you know, they pop out of your mother's womb with a gun in one hand and, you know, a spare magazine in the other. But, you know, these days, you know, over half the people grow up in the big city, so the only thing they really know about guns is, okay, my cousin was shot in a drug deal, or, you know, there was a drive-by shooting, or I was mugged. And you know, they rely totally on the media, the mainstream media, for information about guns, you know, how they work, how they're used, you know, should they be banned. And that's a really dangerous proposition, because the media is very, very anti-gun. So, you know, all these myths, probably the biggest one out there is people don't even know the difference between a semi-automatic and an automatic weapon. They seem to think that semi-automatic is a machine gun, and it's not. It's a huge myth that's out there. But I get people in my concealed carry classes, and they really do believe that semi-automatic is like a machine gun, and they're all excited about coming to class because they're going to shoot a machine gun, and they get there and realize, well, they're not. So,
what is the difference between a semi-automatic and an automatic?
Well, yeah, the difference is semi-automatic, you pull the trigger one time, you get one bullet. A machine gun, fully automatic, you pull the trigger, hold it down, and it empties the magazine. So, you know, that's a big difference, a huge difference. But people don't know. You know, the other one that I hear a lot is assault rifle. You know, what is an assault rifle? And they seem to think that anything that looks like a machine gun, or, you know, for example, an M16 or an M4, then it's a fully automatic assault rifle. And it's not an assault rifle. It's something that the military uses. You know, it fires, you know, either fully automatic or a three-round burst. And civilian versions, they're just semi-automatic. One trigger pull, one bullet, and that's all there is. But the media, they really exploit the ignorance of the American urban public. So we need to dispel as many myths as we can when we get an opportunity to do that. And I pretty much do that on a daily basis.
Well, down here in South Carolina, we love our guns, just for the record. You're talking to South Carolina here, and Second Amendment rights are very, very big. We have a Friends of the NRA banquet Thursday night, and I know it's going to be packed with people that are going to be there supporting Friends of the NRA. But what do you think? You know, I was reading your For America to Live, America Must Die, and I would love for you just to give us the synopsis of this. What is the premise here?
Well, the premise If you recall, back in somewhere around 1985, there was a miniseries starring Kris Kristofferson called America, and it was spelled America with a K.
Right.
And it was where the Soviets had come into the United States and taken over, and so that's why the title for America with a C to live, then America with a K must die. The premise there is that we have a roughly divided country, 50-50 down the middle. 50% of us, we sit on our butts all day long. We spend all our time on Facebook, Twitter, texting, sexting, surfing on the internet. We eat government food. We government subsidized housing. We don't have jobs. And we watch television all day long. And then the other half, you and I, we go to work. We work all day long. I work three jobs. I can't remember a time when I didn't have at least two jobs. And, we got kids. We're raising them the best we can. And so basically, we've got people who work and people who freeload off the people who do work. And, couple that with, the downward spiral and the graft and corruption that we have. I mean, look at our leaders today. I mean, they are just totally moralless. Just terrible, vile people, and they're elected by the 50% of the lazy morons that are sitting at home eating, government purchased bonbons while they're watching soap operas. And we've just gotten ourselves into a real pickle here, and it's just something has to give, and something is going to give. That the question is, which one is it? Which America is going to live, and which America is going to die? I want the America from my youth. I'm 55 years old. I want that America to live. In the wonderful world of Walt Disney, the good moral traditional Christian values, God, family, country. That's
what
I want to live.
I like what you said in that, where my father was king, my mother was queen, and God was watching me and told the king and queen everything I did. Later on in the article, you referred to that your smartphone and all these other devices have become the government who is watching over me via the cell phone, laptop, or other electronic device. Interesting, interesting stuff.
Yeah. Do you remember when you were a kid? And I grew up, out in the country, a rural area, and it didn't matter, what I did. I could be walking down the road with a couple of my buddies, and if we, threw a rock at a window in an old abandoned house, but, 5 minutes later, by the time I got home, my mom was standing there on the porch waiting for me, and she knew. And it's like she would tell me, I'd say, "Mom, how did you know? That was 3/4 of a mile away." And she said, "I know everything that you do. I can see you when you're not here." And I wondered, my gosh, can she really see me? But we had party lines back then,
yeah.
And it was a rural area, and all the women talked to each other. It was social. I mean, it wasn't Facebook. It wasn't virtual reality. It was real, and there was a built-in accountability, in a society like that. And I loved it. In the city, you don't have that built-in accountability because you got a city of 5 million people. You can go to this block over here or just this one building, and you can do something terrible and heinous and, burn the bridge there, but then you can just go next door. People don't know you, and you can do it all over again, and there's no accountability. And I think that's key to getting back to the America of our youth. There has to be an accountability for the actions that we do, and it's just not there right now.
I agree with you. I agree with you immensely. I just wanted to comment on that because I did think that was a great article. And you were talking about in the end that Yosemite Sam and Bugs Bunny said, "What did Yosemite Sam? This town ain't big enough for the two of us."
Yeah, that's it.
And,
yeah, and then Bugs Bunny, he makes that statement. He'll say, you know, could it be we took this thing too far? And yeah, it could be. And the premise there is that this socialist experiment, you know, that we brought to America, we've taken it too far. And it's killing America with a C. The America of our youth is quickly dying. And, you know, it's not going to be resuscitated overnight. It's something, it took decades for us to get to where we are right now. And it will take, you know, generations for us to get back to where we used to be. If it's at all impossible, it's impossible. Because the thing is, you know, when you give people free stuff, I mean, and then try and take it away from them, you know, you ever give your 3-year-old, you know, sucker, and then try and take it away from them? Oh man, they kick, they scream, they cry, you know, bloody murder. And it's like we're a society of 3-year-olds right now, and we've given them candy, and they're hooked on candy, and now we're going to try and take it away. It is not going to be pretty. But that's what has to be done in order to save our republic, to save the country that we grew up in. But it's imperative, because the world depends on a strong, moral United States, and we're just not there right now. We're not leaders. We are the bottom of the moral barrel right now. We live in a morass.
I agree with you. I think it's very interesting that with this Syria thing, what we're seeing from the people, not necessarily from the leaders, but from our people, about not wanting to go to war on this one.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think part of that is that it doesn't matter. Well, people have come to realize that it doesn't matter what politicians say, because they're lying to us. You know, that is the default. You know, I'm a politician, therefore I lie. You know, that's just the way it is. So, you know, I look at that. I used to be a lot more hawkish myself. You know, when I see something wrong, I go out and I fix it. You know, just whatever I got to do, I just go out. Hey, that's morally wrong. I'm going to go fix it. I look over in the Mideast, and then I look at it, and you see a place where, you know, brother is fighting brother, and they've been doing that for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yes.
And then I look at my politicians, and they say, well, this person started it. Well, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. You're telling me that, therefore I can't believe it. I don't believe anything that my politicians tell me, and that is a very dangerous state. But the problem is, they've earned my distrust, and they're going to have to earn it back again. But that'll never happen if we keep electing wimps and weenies and liars, you know, people who cheat on their husbands and their wives. I mean, why should we trust those people? They're not worthy of our trust. So when they tell me something, I go, yeah, okay, prove it to me now.
I think, you know, it is very interesting.
That's the attitude I have.
Yeah, I think, Skip, that's a very interesting point. The fact that it's become okay for somebody to cheat on somebody, and that's their personal life, but it doesn't affect their political or their public life. And I say to myself, how can that be?
Yeah, and, you know, it's always been that way to some degree. The difference now is that it's accepted.
Yes.
That's the thing. I mean, you know, JFK, you know, he cheated on his wife, but they made a major attempt to keep it hidden because they knew the American public would not stand for it. Well, now, you know, thanks to Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, they don't have to keep it hidden anymore. In fact, it's downright fashionable to cheat on your wife. And, you know, it's like, oh, good for you. You have 3 girlfriends. And your wife puts up with that. You must be an incredible guy. Well, yeah, incredible is one word for it. You know, I just think, you know, you're just an adulterer. And it's like you can't even say adulterer because that gives it a negative spin. I'm sorry. That's the way it is. You marry someone. You're married to that person for life. And your devotion, your loyalty is to that person and that person alone. I mean, that's how you raise a family. That's how you raise kids. You have to have that stability of the family unit. The family unit is the building block of society, of the universe. And when you break down that building block, you break down the entire building. The whole civilization just crumbles if the family unit is no longer strong. And that's a major part of the problem.
That's a subject for a whole nother day, talking about the family unit here now, Skip.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
And I just go.
Yeah, but that is true. And the future of our country, who knows where we're going to end up?
Yeah.
And that's sad thing.
Yeah, it is. The family unit, that's the factory that puts out people. Families develop people, and when the factory is putting out bad people, then you have a bad society, and that's where we've gotten ourselves. We need a newer, better, traditional families that put out good building blocks of society.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we were supposed to talk about gun myths. I guess we did talk a little bit about that. I think this conversation was very interesting. Skip Carell, nationally known publisher and author of the newly released The Shadow Militia. We certainly appreciate you giving us a call. You can want more information about him. Check him out on the web, Skip Coryell, CORYELL.com. Skip, thanks so much for calling us this morning.
Thank you, and you have a fantastic day.
You too. God bless you. All right. There we are. That's Skip Coryell, CORYELL.com. Like I said, we were supposed to talk about anti-gun myths. Boy, we got off on a topic here this morning, didn't we? But hey, that's okay. That's what the I Love Ann show is about. Good conversation and different opinions. Yes, we have them, and that's a good thing, and we like to share them right here on WCRS.